It's continuing coverage of high school wrestling. APGC coach Joel Reince joins me right now after winning the Iowa Falls Alden Girls Invitational, way out ahead of the rest of the field with 136 and a half team points. Next highest team was Iowa Falls Alden with 99. But, Coach, a fantastic tournament for you guys here tonight, winning the championship. What are your feelings right now about this performance for your team here tonight?
Yeah, I'm just excited for the girls that, you know, their hard work's paying off and they're getting rewarded for it, I guess.
Yeah, so a couple of first-place finishers here tonight. Grace Storyhan definitely coming in here as probably the favorite to win at 120, but really took care of business. Didn't get out of the first period. Three pins here tonight. Seemed like she just really just takes command of her matches, doesn't waste any time. Tell me about what her performance is like tonight.
Yeah, I mean, she probably wasn't really tested all that much tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but she's been wrestling really well all year really, and it's just been dominant all season. You know, she's what can I say? I mean, she's so strong and really turning it on now and going to have a good postseason, I think.
You bet. And then Evelyn Gertis, first place finish, only wrestled that one match here tonight, had a medical forfeit. Zoe Uhlenhab had a really good match in that championship match against Hollingsworth BCLAW South Hardin. Certainly one that probably could have gone either way down the stretch when you think about it. But what can you say about how she wrestled tonight, especially battling against a very good wrestler with Hollingsworth?
Yeah, that girl's no slouch, and Zoe put herself in position to be there and just gave up a couple, you know, silly back points, I guess. Not really silly. The girl's strong and Turner, but, that's a regional opponent for Zoe, and I think, you know, we can put a plan together and hopefully close the gap on her and hopefully take care of business when it's regional time.
Right. Ellie Reince, the second place finish here at 135. Unfortunately, falls in a tech fall to a girl from Central Alcater tonight. But, again, you know, not too bad place in second here tonight.
Yeah, that girl that she wrestles is a quality opponent. I think she's probably rated somewhere in the top 10. Ellie was beaten down after the Battle of Waterloo, had some tough matches the other day and was struggling with her confidence, and I think this was great for that. This goes a long ways, you know, placing second here and hopefully she can build on this and pick up where she left off last year. I think she was wrestling better toward the end of the season last year, better than what she had been earlier this season. So we're trying to get her back to that stage and not what she's been doing here. So, like I said, confidence builder for her. So hopefully she build on this.
Mm-hmm. And some great team building moments, certainly a great team performance tonight, right? Also yesterday at the Battle of Waterloo. As you continue to, you know, grow as a team, just your third season as a program now, how can this this stretch here be kind of another boost for you guys as you continue to, you know, progress through the season with a Christmas break, you know, right around the corner?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of the right time to be trending upward, I guess, you know. Season's actually winding down right after Christmas break, so it's a good time for us to get a break, heal up and rest a little bit and refresh and like you said, this confidence boost going into break is huge for us, so hopefully we wrestle with a ton of confidence on the backstretch.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your regional assignment. Just found those out today with Colfax Mingo. You done much research on that much yet? Or
I didn't have a ton of time to do that today. I did look. I mean, I think we could have done worse. We could have probably been in that Osage regional, which to me looks a little tougher with Osage and Decorah and Charles City and Sumner Fredericksburg is up there. Some tough teams up there. There'll be some tough wrestlers down at Colfax for sure, but I like that one versus Osage. So, like I said, we got to wrestle with confidence and just do our thing, show up on regional day, and hopefully we get a lot of girls to the state tournament.
You bet. Quick trip back home tonight, and then bright and early back to Iowa Falls here tomorrow for the Jones Brothers Invitational for the boys' side. What's your outlook here for tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't. I haven't done any research on who. I'm not even sure who's all here, really. You know, Coach and I, we kind of take it day by day at this point, you know, trying to run the girls and the boys programs. But, like I said, with the boys, if we wrestle hard and show up like I know we can, we should play fairly well.
All right. APGC Coach Joel Ryans, thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the team title here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, JMO.